know from historical records that there at least was one big object that came by Earth a long time ago. I'll just, instead of using years or thousands of years, obviously there's a current undercurrent of information coming from us and coming from the standard astronomical community, which suggests there is an object right now moving into our solar system, and this information is being kept from the public.
Anyways, let's get to the next clip. He talks more about this big object that he believes is out there. Mm-hmm.
There's an indication that we have from many factors. I've watched comets coming in from the southern region of the solar system, hitting the sun, causing tremendous solar flaring, and the indication from all that we're seeing is that there is a big object moving into the solar system from the south. The point is that we know for a fact, from observing other incidents, that the astronomy community is not going to tell you about impending disaster. In fact, they're under direct orders not to tell you. Gather information and get this information to the public, along with some other people who are really have their hands tied, because we know there's tremendous equipment that has the ability to observe this object. In fact, an entire entourage of objects coming into our solar system, and that equipment is off limits to people who would then take that information and give it to the public. I'm continually asked on radio shows that I am a guest on, and through lectures that I give and contact with the public, how do people prepare for this, what do they do, and what should they do to prepare? And the answer is that it's an entire wake-up call to the human community, because it has to take a communal effort to survive. A single person going off into the wilderness and digging a little cave is not going to do much good. We know from the past that the societies that did survive did so in a communal manner. Everybody has to search themselves and determine how they best would survive a cataclysm that's worldwide in scope. And obviously there's some preparation involved. So there's a good deal of information that may be available, but I've talked to a lot of people who simply have decided that they would move out into the country and start living a simpler lifestyle. And once they've done this, what's very interesting is they've decided that they should have done that a long time ago anyway. So, like I say, this is a wake-up call to society. How are you living? How do you really want to live? And I would say that's a bigger question for you than when is this object coming in and how do I survive? If you're not already in that mode, then you should work to get in a mode of a simpler lifestyle. That's the best thing you can do.